Welcome back to Goal Setting Greatness. You know, there are five specific goals that we had talked about: your personal goals, family and relationship goals, financial goals, business and career goals, and health and energy goals. You know, these are vital to having a perfectly balanced life. It's like a piece of pie. Putting each piece into a dish, it will form a fully rounded and completely balanced life. The first thing that we'd like to discuss here in goal setting greatness is your personal goals. And this is a very important goal that you have to get in place, because there are things that you really want for yourself, just for yourself. You know, they're perfectly like selfish goals. It's things that you want for you. And these things can make you happy. And they are opportunities that you use for your unique talents or abilities in ways that give you a deep inner satisfaction. These things may help make you who you are. And as a result of a lot of people's upbringing, we've been taught that, you know, we should not have goals that are personal because they might be a little selfish. The reality of it is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not happy, how can you expect to make anyone else happy? If you have no money, how can you give money? If you are not healthy, how can you spend time with your family members and friends and enjoy your life? The reality of it is that it's okay to have some type of personal selfish goals for yourself. And for centuries, you know, people have been confused. They have thought that by having personal goals, it basically have put you in a position of being selfish. But again, you cannot give what you don't have. And in fact, the most wonderful thing that you can do for you and most of the people that you love is to be genuinely happy. Even in the case of divorce with children, especially when they're involved, psychiatrists have determined that children is much better off emotionally living with one parent who is happy rather than two parents who are angry. And often mothers feel that their entire identity should be wrapped up in the lives of their children to have goals of their own while their children are growing is somehow not acceptable. Well, I disagree with that. I believe that you should all have personal goals of your own. But more and more, we are finding that when mothers they're far better off and better parents when they have specific goals of interest that gives them focus and identity, being apart from the family. And it allows them to have a much better balanced and better life, and allowing them to have more influence. The reality of it is, ladies and gentlemen, is that personal goals are important, and it allows yourself to be able to enjoy your life. And in order to get your personal goals, you have to, what I like to call, is practice idealization. And idealization is this: if you had no limits at all on your life and time, what would you want to be, have, or do? If you had all the money you acquired and would want, just what would you do and have for yourself, just for you? It may be a sports car, or even a trip to Morocco, or even completion of a course of study. Whatever it is, make up a dream list for yourself in your personal life. Write out all the things you would have and do if you had no limitations at all, rather than being unhappy or dissatisfied with your existing situation. Create an ideal future vision of what your life would look like if it were perfect in every way. And once you've identified this personal goal for yourself, I want you to meditate on those things and identify what it is that you want. And later on in this CD, in the bonus session, I will show you exactly how to identify some of your wants, the things that give you the most passion out of life. And once you've realized those things, I believe that you will be a much more balanced individual, much more happier person, and you'll be a lot more valuable to the world and to others. Your personal goals are very important. And in the next CD, the next session, we're actually going to talk about the second key, which is family and relationship goals, because that's important as well. I hope you enjoyed that, and go ahead and forward me to the next CD.